Welcome to 95 Google Daily for February 19th, 2018. I'm your host, Stephen Hall. First up, a new paper published today from Alphabet's Verily division describes how the company is analyzing retinas with machine learning to predict heart disease risk. In the paper, Verily and the Google AI teams detailed their work analyzing images of blood vessels at the back of the eye to predict various risk factors. Once these images are analyzed by deep learning models, they can determine age, gender, smoking status, and systolic blood pressure, and in turn, help determine how these factors affect major adverse cardiac events. Next up, some of the best-looking Galaxy S9 renders leaked today via a couple of oft-reliable sources. The new images don't show us anything altogether new about the Galaxy S9, since most of its details have already leaked at this point, but they do give us an up-close look at both the S9 and the S9 Plus from a variety of angles. Several of these images appear to be official press renders, like the ones Samsung will show off when the phones are announced on February 25th. A few additional marketing images confirm the Galaxy S9's variable aperture, as well as its stereo speakers. Stay tuned for more about this phone as Mobile World Congress approaches later this month. Finally, I took a deep dive comparing the Apple HomePod with Google's Home Max. Between sound quality, assistant and smarts, and physical design, I believe that the Mountain View company's offering is an altogether better value for most people. HomePod's claim to fame has been its sound quality, but in reality, the device has received somewhat mixed reviews, with some untrained ears even agreeing that the Google Home Max is better. Add to that the fact that Google Home Max has unarguably better smarts and other benefits, and I think we have a winner. Read the fully nuanced opinion, which I don't have time to completely explain here, at 9to5google.com, and subscribe to 9to5google Daily in Google Play, Pocket Casts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday.